Hey y'all, come on down to NASCAR Car Wash. We have three convenient locations to serve you. 7601 Almerton Road, Largo, 8680 Park Boulevard, Seminole, and 7141 4th Street, North St. Petersburg. Zoom on in to NASCAR Car Wash, buy a single wash, and the next 30 days, unlimited washes for free. Or text CHECKERED to 55678 to sign up. That's 55678 to sign up. And check out our website to see all of our great offers. That's NASCARCarWashes.com. Faster than a NASCAR pit stop.
Hey, it's Jonathan Kay. Anyone who knows me knows I have a sweet tooth. I love cookies, pie, cupcakes, all of it. But I'm also very health conscious. I mean, I have to make sure my body's getting what it needs. But on those days when I need a sweet, I look for Heidi's Foods. Their handcrafted sweet and healthy snacks and desserts are made with organic ingredients. They also have keto, raw, vegan, paleo, and non-GMO foods as well. So you don't have to worry about ruining your diet just to indulge. You can find them at Carolyn's Kitchen on 421 Cleveland Street in Clearwater, or you can order them online at Heidi'sFoods.com. And Heidi is spelled H-E-I-D-I. Heidi's Foods. There's nothing in the world like it.
Show, and now here he is, the host with the most, Mr. Brian Cash Claus.
Another one in the house. Last night, the lightning won. The lightning strike twice. You know why that is? Put the headset on, it would help. You know, what happens is, lightning supposedly, like they say, in the history of the world, has never struck twice in the same place. Right? But last night, the lightning struck twice because they won two Stanley Cups in a row.
Ah.
Right? Tickets outside were selling for $1,400, $1,500. And people were, and I'm watching, like, you know, just people paying for tickets. Parking was $65 to park.
Wow.
So, you know, like, and it's a, generally hockey people tend to be a higher income. They did studies, a higher income, and golf, too, tend to attract higher income people. But would you pay $65 for parking?
No, I don't think so.
I'm not much of a sports guy, so.
Or how about $1,500 for a ticket?
That, too. Wow.
Wow. And they won.
Wow.
So it was really exciting. And then it was raining outside and stuff. It was kind of neat. And I was there with my daughter.
Okay.
She's at the age of 16. She got an associate's degree, and she's going off to college next month.
Oh, congratulations.
Yeah, because she was in all advanced classes.
Right.
Right.
And she graduated a year early from high school as well.
Oh, a year early. Yes.
Wow.
So we got Joel on the line, Video Strategy for Business Growth. What do you think about that, Joel?
Well, I loved it. I actually had some family stuff to do yesterday, so I didn't get to see much of the game. But I was able to tune in for the last 2 minutes, and it's exciting to watch.
It is. It is. It's our home team too. And if you think about it, Joel, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then the Tampa Bay Lightning now have won the Stanley Cup. All we need now is Orlando to pick up their game, right, or Miami, and we could have the trifecta. Or is that what is the three?
But we got the pennant in baseball.
Wow.
And don't forget about the Rowdies. The Rowdies won their
Oh, wow.
You tell me, do you know about the Rowdies? Because can you give us some information on that? Because I really
don't.
Not a lot. But you know, they did win their championship, the Rowdies. Is that true?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
So that's why we're calling it Champa Bay.
Yeah, Champa Bay. Do you know the name of my pit bull is Champ? And my son says Champa Bay. Now I get it. I mean, I know I'm a little slow.
Right.
But he calls the dog
Champa Bay.
Yeah, he calls my dog Champa Bay. You know, it's like sometimes I feel like what I do could be done in the 1900s, right? I put out print media, right? And then you go fast forward to 2020, I still put out print media.
Yeah.
I believe that free print media is still not dead, just based on the results that my clients are getting.
Right.
So still people use print media, mainly also because it's free and they can just pick it up. I think paid print media is on the way out. And then the next thing will be me, right? I mean, because I'm in a dinosaur industry,
yeah.
Right? And then I'm told not to say that, you know? Mr. Adam! But anyhow, what you do is the opposite of who I am, right? You do video strategy for business growth. You do video business cards, video production, video marketing, drone videos. Wow.
Absolutely.
Event videos.
I wouldn't say we're opposite, but we're complementary to what you do, because I think there's always going to be a need for physical media out there that people can use in that way. But more and more we're going into more of a hybrid model, and one of the things I like to do is take people from the print media and print world into the digital world, and that makes it a lot more trackable, which if you're marketing is a great strategy to do. You want to know what's working for you and where your leads are coming from. So we're using these days, QR codes are really getting popular. Those are little square checkerboard kind of looking things that show up everywhere, and they started off for a while a couple years ago, and they kind of didn't really take off. But with the pandemic and everybody wanting to be touchless, the restaurants have really made them popular again, and now it's available for anybody who wants to take what you do and take their print advertising and bring those customers online into a digital experience. It's a great way to do that. And when you bring them into the digital experience, having a video that can really tell your story and tell who you are and why you do what you do and connect you emotionally with your customers, that's just a power punch there that really will drive business growth like you won't even believe.
Yeah, and it also adds credibility. It's like I wear a company shirt, right? And I believe that when you wear a company shirt, it adds credibility. You could have no credibility whatsoever, right? But if you're wearing a company shirt, right away people think you're legit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the same thing. Right, if you wrap your van, right,
mm-hmm.
with your logo on your van, and you see those professional vans.
Absolutely.
Right? It adds credibility. If you have a video strategy for your business growth, I believe it does add credibility. Like, I'm visualizing that, like, you going into a restaurant of mine and videotaping people experience eating at the restaurant and whatever it is. Let the chips fall where they will, but hopefully they say something nice.
Mm.
Because if they didn't, guess what? They don't make it to the video. Right?
Most businesses,
you know?
The majority of their problem is that people just don't know who they are. There's probably 100 times more business than they could even handle of people who just have never heard of them.
Right.
So the more you can get people to hear about you and know about you and understand not only what you do, but what makes you different, then that's what drives business growth.
Right. They say, like, in life, showing up is half the battle. Mm-hmm. You win by just showing up. In other words, suit up and show up. Right,
and we don't show up exactly.
You got to suit up and show up, dress for the money you want to make. Also, right?
Well, and these days, showing up in a digital world really means showing up on Google.
Right, that's what I'm. Yeah, good. Yeah. I hope people got that point. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You're showing up with video is giving credibility, and you're showing up that, hey, you know, I take my business seriously. You guys have any questions for my friend Joel with the video? Oh, then he said shoot, right, like on his message. So I never used that because I did commercials too. You know, we did, I'd say about 30 commercials with a production company, but I never used the word shoot. Tell me why you use the word shoot in your message.
It's just what we do. The only place I can't use that word is when I cover the president.
Right.
And I've done that several times, and I'd be really careful to just not say that I'm going to go do that to the president.
Now, do you bring your video thing and do the Trump rallies?
I've never been asked to do a Trump rally. He was the first president in the last five presidents that I have not actually been in the same room with.
Are you kidding? Yeah. Really? I would think that he would be the one, more so than others.
I used to be, I have more clients in the news industry, and I just kind of moved on and work more with small businesses these days. So the last 4 years, I just was out of that world. You know?
Can you just show up at a Trump rally or any rally and just bring your video, or do you have to have permission first?
If you want to be treated like media, you need to have media credentials, and you do need to have that in advance. But these days, you can bring your phone and you can shoot it.
Well, I can get you media credentials too here from the radio station. Seriously, I can have it where you work for this for our radio station, and I'm sure Lola would. You know, she's the big boss. She would be the final decision maker. Like nothing gets done without Lola's permission. But with that said,
you want to cover a Trump rally, huh?
Yeah, no, I'm just saying anything. If you needed media credentials, you could, if it's in the best interest of our station, of course, too, and Lola gives permission, I would think that would be pretty cool to have a video guy out there representing Tan Talk. And also that would give you the credentials for you to get in, though.
We could definitely make that happen.
Yeah, I always try to do what's in the best interest of someone, you know, and then put their interest first. I know it sounds stupid, right? But when you stop trying to get what you... Because people think in the material world that it's crazy. My daughter thinks it's crazy. You know what she said to me the other day? You give away too much money, right? But yet I'm paying for her college. But, you know, it's all good, though. But, like, some people just don't see it, right?
Well, when are you a fan of Zig Ziglar?
Yeah, big time.
All right. Well, you probably know that his comment was... that you'll never get what you want until you give other people what they want.
Right. That's really a good statement.
I'm probably misquoting it somehow, but you get the idea.
Well, how the actual quote is when you stop trying to get what you want, you start to get what you want.
Mm. Right.
So when you stop, right, that's the paradox. Right. When you stop trying to get what you want and you help other people get what they want, then the paradox is you get what you want. It's a spiritual way of living. I have some spiritual people here in the house now. But you have a choice to live in the spiritual world or the material world. Mm-hmm. See, in the spiritual world, you help others. But in the material world, it's about me. So which world do you want to live in? The spiritual world is joy and happiness and peace of mind. The material world is pressure, stress. You know, and it's all the choices. But if you turned your will and your life over to the care of God, you wouldn't have any stress because it's not your stress because you've given it to God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Right.
You reap what you sow.
You reap what you sow. So what you do with this video thing, if that credential thing does help you out, Joel, to get into events, you can probably even go to, I know people that have the credentials here, go to the Buccaneer games. Actually get into the...
There you go.
Locker room.
I guess we should have had this conversation 2 days ago, so you could have gotten me, you know, credentials for the hockey game.
Well, and again, where I was at it. You know, I was there with my daughter. So I was blessed, right? So anyhow, can you just stay on with us, please? Is that okay, just for a few minutes? Because I want you to let these guys... one, I want to ask you questions, and two, let's hear some of their songs. You want to cue up the one song and tell us what the story is behind the song?
Sure. Yeah, the first song.
And then, real quick, and then give us your input on how it touches your heart, Joel. or, you know, what your thoughts are on it.
Okay.
Listen to the words. Okay.
So the first song is Wait With Me, and it's actually a song I wrote back when I was 18, so that's 16 years ago now. This is going to be my debut album. And it was just really after I was born again, and I grew up listening to a lot of, like, negative, you know, like grunge rock, you know, all those people who ended up dying on drugs and suicide and stuff. And that's what they were singing about. So after I was born again, I just wanted to sing about something positive, and that's pretty much what this song is.
I mean, can you see where, just really how this works out spiritually too? Mm-hmm. Joel does video, right?
Right.
Can you see you doing your song in a studio or something and him videoing it?
Well, since you mentioned it, I mean, you talking about this stuff, this is exactly kind of the issue that I'm having, because I'm not a Facebook person, I'm not a social media person, and that's how everybody's doing music these days. Music's done in a whole different way than I even realized, because I haven't been really buying albums in the past 10 years. And, like, CDs are kind of, you know, older now, and everybody's doing things digitally, and that's something that I'm learning. I'm having to learn all this as I go, you know?
So does it make sense to hire Joel? I mean, being real.
Possibly.
Did you hear that, Joel?
Yeah, I like the idea. We can definitely help him with the videos. And, you know, you, if what you do is music and you're good at that and you're not good at the marketing side,
exactly,
then bring somebody in who can help you with that. Let them focus on their strengths, and you do what you do best.
Yeah, that sounds good to me.
I'm learning myself too, right, from Joel. I mean, like, you know, I speak from they call it the language of the heart. He's selling marketing, right? I sell marketing. Mm-hmm. But like what he just said there, you work on your strengths. My strength is marketing. Let me work on my strengths, and then together we make a good mixture. It's like you can't have soap without water.
Right.
Soap won't work, right?
Yeah. Right.
The combination of, you know, one hand washes the face. I don't even remember. But anyhow, is it queued up and you want to tell us the meaning behind the song?
I'll just let you listen to it first.
Okay, then Joel, give us your input if you don't mind.
All right.
And you speaking too much. You need to quiet down. Okay. Ready? Thank you, Tom.
Oh, this isn't number one. I don't know.
What number is it?
Number one I wanted.
Number one, Tom.
What do the stars mean, then?
Just number one. Sorry.
It's okay.
Wait a minute.
So it's the top one, you mean?
It's number one on the track list. It's the first song on the album.
Okay. Anyhow.
That was my mistake.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be a number one seller.
That's why we need Joel. That mistake wouldn't happen.
Are playing, running with bare feet, chasing the dog and saying, "Mama, look at me." Well, I see the flowers, they are lovely as couldn't be. Here comes my girl, I hope she's ready to love me. I've been alone for so long, singing the same old song. Jesus is coming someday, won't you wait with me? Let me write to you. We all walk the long road, Isaiah straight and narrow. Jesus is coming someday, won't you wait with me? With me, I won't you wait with me? With me, ah, yeah. With me, ah, yeah. With me, with me, me and you, you and me.
Wow. That was good. The words were good. Joel, what's your take?
That was awesome. That was great. I love the sentiment, you know? So I think he's got some potential there.
Do you think you can work with him? Like with a video thing, getting it online on YouTube?
Oh, sure I could.
And then we can come up with the right caption so people click on it, too. I think that's important. Not just that you have him up there, how you word it. Because that's what I look for when I go through YouTube, you know? I look for how it's worded, not just, like, on mine, it just says The Brian Cash Claus Show, right? There's no catch. Right.
And that's the way Google works, too, is they're reading those descriptions, and they're actually reading the captions now, too, so they can actually use the what's in the captions
right.
to give you better search position.
And that's where I need to hire you myself, right, is for you to figure out how I can get more likes on YouTube. Because right now we're streaming live on YouTube because we have a camera in the studio.
Right.
Oh, we're on TV too?
Yeah. So right now, yeah, and you can...
We're going to work together on that that event you got coming up, aren't we, Brian?
Yes, that's not going to be until August, though.
Okay.
But yes, but we're going to work out something on that too. That had to be postponed. I told you that, you know... You know, that's just the deal. You know, it takes time. We're doing a networking thing. Would you guys be interested in coming to it?
Oh, when's that?
It's at the Dunedin and Country Club.
Hmm.
Yeah, it could be sometime in August.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Put you guys down for two. Okay, good. See? That's what it is. I got to start getting in that mode. What does it mean, like, if sometimes I don't get in the, like, if I'm committed to something, the word committed. Like, the guy tells a story from 1960s, and what happened was he ordered ice cream, right? But he forgot to ask for the whipped cream.
Okay.
So the waitress was committed to giving him to him. So then he saw the waitress, and he goes, oh, by the way, I forgot to tell you to give me whipped cream. But she was already committed to giving him the ice cream, right? So he brought the ice cream with the whipped cream, and guess what? She didn't charge him for the whipped cream. This is back in 1962. This is a guy in all times. So then he said, people are committed, right? So he said with his friend that was like a millionaire, there he's got two millionaires, he goes, let's try it. You order it with the whipped cream, see if you get charged for it. I will get her afterwards, right, and ask for the whipped cream. So they go, and the guy later on, he goes, oh, waitress, I forgot to tell you to give me whipped cream. And do you know when they came back? The guy was in charge with the whipped cream. It's something about being committed to something. Mm-hmm. Like, I was committed to going to the game. I don't know. Just think of anything you ever... Were you guys committed to coming to the radio show?
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
So once you make that commitment, you're going to do it the way it is.
Exactly.
So, and you can use that the same thing in business or in having God come into your heart. The way to be committed to God would be to, like, read scripture and worship, right? Mm-hmm. Pray, meditate.
Love people.
Love people, right? Treat people with respect and love, because where love is, God is.
Amen.
Right? So that's the deal. So, Joel, are you committed to giving me money?
There's a trick question.
How do you get the money? How's that?
No, I want you to say...
Wait a minute, you'd be a good televangelist.
That's it. I just set y'all up to pay me. How'd I do, Joel? Yeah, checks in the mail, right, Joel?
Exactly.
You know, there was a cat and a mouse. They both died on the same day. Did you hear about that?
No.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. And they went up to heaven, and then the mouse says, you know, this heaven's real big. I'd rather have roller skates so I can skate around. So Peter said, fine. Then later on, like a week later, he goes up to the cat. He goes, well, what do you think of heaven? And then the cat said, just when I thought it couldn't get any better, you guys have Meals on Wheels.
Oh. Come on.
That's terrible. All right, we're going to guess. We have the famous Adam. Adam, He does a... can you see online? Because you can win $50, Joel. Did you bring something?
Myself.
Okay. My twin brother, my daughter said that we look... He was doing the radio show and thought it was me.
Okay. I did. So, I brought a ring.
Well, there you go. We're going to do one more song, Joel. And then you guys are going to hook up afterwards. Is that okay?
Okay.
Do you want to hook up with him, like, just to see if he can help your...
Yeah, we can talk about it. Absolutely.
See? What do you think, Joel?
For sure.
And that's the thing. You know, God works in mysterious ways,
Amen.
Right?
Amen. That is exactly right.
So what would you like to say, since you're doing so much talking?
Well, I think it's very important for people to connect, because that's how we have strength with each other. The strengths that we each have, we put them together, and we make one whole. So it that is very, very important. And I know that God works through people, like you said, in mysterious ways that we can't even imagine, and something happens and we'll say, wow, how did that happen? Well, we know how it happened. Supernaturally, God is there.
What about the congratulation machine that's up in heaven, right? And it's a congratulation machine you can see where you don't even know where God has helped you. An example is this. Say you get a flat tire. Joel, you get a flat tire. You there?
I'm here.
And then it's raining outside. And you're late to your shoot. I like that word, shoot. I learned that on this machine. I never used it, but I'm going to start using it. So you're late to your shoot, right? And it's raining outside and you got a flat tire. And you might get upset, right? Because you're going to miss out on the shoot because you're going to be late. But do you know what happens on the congratulation machine in heaven? Where you have gratitude? It shows you the things you should be grateful for that you didn't even know about.
Mm.
And what happens is the machine plays the scenario where you don't get the flat tire, and this Mack truck runs a red light and smashes your car and kills you. Mm. But by getting the flat tire, you were saved.
Mm. That's very interesting.
But how many times in life, me and this young man right here, Cal, I'm embarrassed to tell you this, but I ran through a red light that was 20 seconds. There was this blinking light on Lakeview in Bel Air that was blinking. It was broken. And it caught my attention. And then all of a sudden I look up and he goes, oh, you know, the light's red, been red. Like, it was so calm. And I just went right through the red light.
You're committed.
I'm committed. I was committed.
You're in trouble.
Right. So then,
there's so many things that, you know, we wish had happened or wish didn't happen, and that would have caused the worst, you know, led to worse effects. You can't even blow your mind if you thought about it too much.
Right. So then the bottom line is this. Fear not. It says it 365 times in the Bible.
Amen.
Fear not, mm-hmm. right? It's not a spirit of God. And how many days are there in a year?
Mm-hmm. 365.
Isn't that amazing that exactly 365 times it says in the Bible,
I did not know that.
Yeah.
Yes. So fear not. It's not a spirit of God.
No.
Right.
That
it's,
I know.
It's an orphan. It's an orphan spirit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And why it's called an orphan spirit is because orphans are alone.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And that's what the...
And fatherless.
What the enemy, the devil, the whatever you want to call it, he wants you to feel like you're an orphan.
Mm-hmm.
But because you're alone. Right? But not if you're with God, you're not alone.
Amen.
Right? So it's not a spiritual spirit to be fearful. All throughout the, it just says fear not.
Right, amen.
And do you know it never says to quit either? You know, it says there'll be summer, there'll be winter, it'll rain, it'll be dry, there'll be good times, there'll be bad times.
Mm.
You know, there's 28 seasons that are in the Bible, but never does it say to quit. That means to commit suicide. It never says that. So anybody out there that might be thinking, hey, life's tough and you're hopeless, there is hope.
Amen.
Right? And then as long as you trust that there is a purpose. And for me, the hardest time is during the storm.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like when things aren't going my way. I don't handle it good. Last week I was here at the show and I was screaming. You know, good thing you guys weren't here. Right? But he was here.
I was here.
Yeah.
Right. It's just because I get frustrated with, as I see it, right? I get frustrated with it.
In your perspective.
In my perspective. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't give me a right still to do what I did. But incompetence is the word I'm going to use. Mm. Incompetence. Pure incompetence. You know? Like, and then that's as I see it. And that's the same thing, too, is I'm going to have you take over, actually, in about 1 minute, if that's okay.
Okay.
But I'll end with this. As you see something, right? Mm. That's how you face it. So think of the word see and face. So if I see something in fear, that's how I'm going to face it in fear.
Right.
If I see something in doubt, right, that's how I'm going to face it in doubt. But if I see something in good and peaceful and godly, and I'll notice then the butterflies and the birds, so if I see it that way and I'm at peace, then that's how I'm going to face it.
Amen.
Right? And it's a choice, right? So, like, think of the word choice and choose, right? It's a choice to be fearful. It's a choice to be trust in God.
Mm.
So those are two choices.
Right.
But you can't do them both at the same time. You can't say, I trust God, and then be in fear.
Amen.
Then you can't be in fear and trust God, right? Mm. Those are choices you have. And then the word is choose, right? There's a difference between choice and choose. That if I choose God, right, that's a choosing. That's not a choice.
Right.
So if I choose God, then I won't have the fear.
Mm-hmm.
And the way I do that is through meditation and prayer and asking God. And the key word here is direct, asking God to direct my life.
Amen.
Right? Not to say, God, please take away this fear and direct my life and have me be the person you want me to be. And then maybe try to make a wrong right. What they call that is an amends. I might be feeling guilty about something.
Right.
So an amends means to make a wrong right. It doesn't mean to say I'm sorry. Right? Because sorry is just too old. You know, I'm sorry has no weight to it.
Right.
But hey, what can I do to make this right? That has weight.
Amen.
Right? So anyhow, and then these guys will tell you, I mean, I'm just saying this all from my heart, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said this to Joel. Joel, do you mind me saying this to you?
Yeah.
I'm saying this from my heart because I said I want him to do a video for me. And I mentioned to him I'll have no notes in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I mentioned it, because you're speaking from your heart.
Right.
Like when I'm trying to read something, right, it just doesn't have the same.
Well, that was the hardest part for me in the studio with the songs is I'm used to singing from my heart. And with, you know, every little thing being recorded and needing it, wanting it to sound right, it's like, I got to make sure I sing the right words. I got to make sure I hit every string right, you know, because it's going to be recorded and heard, you know, however many times. So it was, like, difficult for me to find the balance between singing from my heart and making sure I did it right.
Yeah, there you go. I get it. That's what they call rapping, right?
With our videos is, you know, we find, you know, when we have pre-scripted answers or we have somebody speak on a teleprompter, they're very stiff, and they don't come across very well.
Oh, you mean Joe Biden? He has no, really, he has his answers.
We're not getting political on here.
No, but I'm just saying to you, but he has his answers already pre-written.
Yeah.
I mean, that's been factually, they showed it. He was reading it on a card. But he called on the...
Talk to a business owner and just ask them questions about their business and about why they do what they do. Then they get to speak from the heart, and it really... it comes across much more genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Amen.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Anyhow, we're going to play a second song. You want to give it? And then Adam owns Red Rooster Antiques. We're going to do an antique show. And you guys going to win a $50 gift certificate. Mm-hmm. What do you have today, Adam?
I brought in a ring, and you have to identify what the stone is on the ring.
Okay. Well, there you go. So we're going to do that. And in the meantime, Joel, please stay on. Listen to his song. And then Adam's going to take over, and you guys, these guys, are you guys evangelists?
Yes. Ministers, yes.
Ministers.
And evangelists.
Should we pass the hat?
I mean, no objection.
Okay, Adam, take over.
All right.
So maybe we could do number 7. And nothing else will do.
He's on the...
Okay.
It's actually my favorite song on the album, probably just because it's the one I recorded most recently. But
and did you write this?
This is Joel's the one with the business ad here.
Oh, okay.
That's not us.
Okay.
strength. Hold to firm made my heart sick. And I know there is no quick fix. But when my desire comes, it will be a tree of life. As to the church, like Jesus Christ, as to a man, his beloved wife. What is the moon without the sun? The ocean without the rain? A sunset without the clouds? Or the night without the day? Nothing else will do. I want you. Not at the bottom of a bottle, nor higher than a kite. Lust is a dead end. I'd rather have a friend, a thousand at the beach, unworth the one that's in my heart. It's like I raised my hands in praise and grabbed the bright and morning star. What is the moon without the sun? The ocean without the rain? A sunset without the clouds? Or the night without the day? Nothing else will do. And now it's been so long, and something still seems wrong. In patience I am tried, so I sing a new song. What is the moon without the sun? The ocean without the rain? A sunset without the clouds? Or the night without the day? Christ without the cross, the gain without the loss, I've got nothing left to give, and no other reason to live. Nothing else will do. I want you.
Wow. You know, and I was just talking about seasons. And did you, is that amazing,
yes,
that
I
he
know.
Came with that song?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing about quitting. Like all the Bible, like all, it's like 28 seasons, they call it, yeah, in the Bible, where you went over almost all of them. And it didn't have where I said about suicide.
Right, amen.
Right, nothing about to quit.
Right, amen.
So there's nothing in there. It's all about hope.
Amen, exactly.
Right? So pretty cool.
Yeah,
right?
He has a nice voice. Now, where are these songs, are they played in the church, or are they marketed? Or
that's what we got. Video Joel is going to start marketing them.
Okay,
for
yeah.
So I got Billy on the line. Billy, you there?
Yes, I sure am, Brian. How you doing?
Okay, very good, loser. Boy, sore loser Billy. No, I'm kidding. Hey, we won, buddy. What do you think?
First of all, it was great seeing you and your daughter yesterday.
Yes, you were nice and dry.
I was dry, and then I got soaked. I was privileged enough to go to the game. I saw them when they won it in 04. I saw the Bucks win, and this is about as exciting as any other team I've seen win championship. I think it's great for the city. And you're right, Lightning did strike twice. I couldn't say it any better than that, Brian.
Wow. I mean, you know, the whole time on the screen, do you know who I was looking for?
Who?
I was like, I wasn't even paying attention sometimes to the game. But every time they would scan the fans, and I think I saw you on the. Did you see yourself? Because I thought I saw you with your hat on.
I did, and they also saw me at first. I did jump over the glass, and I ran onto the ice, and then I got carried out by security. I'm just kidding. I would never do anything stupid like that.
But yeah, but like, and I say this, like, Adam's been coming to a lot of radio shows. He does this stuff. Do you want it? You can pick A, B, or C and win $50.
Okay, give me B for Billy.
B for
I don't know if they can see the ring.
But we do an antique show for like 3 or 4 minutes, and he brings in all this stuff from the 1600s and 1700s. Right. But anyhow, you guess B. We'll see.
Okay.
We have the ring online, too.
But, yeah.
Okay, so tell
and
us.
It's
and it's always a famous antique type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You ready? Listen, Bill.
It's a 1940s ring, and what we want to find out, this is what we're trying to figure out what the stone is. And it's either agate, or it's petrified wood that's been highly polished, or it is actually from a dinosaur bone that has been calcified.
Hmm.
So you have A, B, or C. And you have
what
to
do you
got to
go
with?
Let's
do the dinosaur.
Dinosaur?
Let's see.
What's B? B? Billy took B.
B is petrified wood that's been polished.
Wow.
A. Yeah. Wow.
B.
B.
Sounds good.
I'm going to go with B. I'm going to stick with Billy for B.
It's A. It's agate.
Uh-huh.
I stumped you all. That's the first time I've stumped you all, so that's pretty good.
I'm on my way to the studio to pick up my prize.
That's it. Checks in the mail, Billy.
I can't get
it,
the
was
ring
it was A. It was A.
It was A.
It was A for Apple.
Okay, I guess better luck next time, Brian.
What is that? What is that type of? What is A? What is that?
Agate. It's just type of a petrified like mineral. Basically, I mean, I don't know how many millions of years old it is, but this is
what's
polished.
The value on that?
Oh, probably $200.
Oh, that's
but it's a beautiful ring, and that's the kind of stuff you'll find at my shop.
Right, Red. You should go there, Bill.
Yeah.
I was listening to you earlier at 3 o'clock, but I went to the gym for a little bit.
Okay.
And so I missed that part.
Where
is the shop?
We're in Clearwater at 30113 U.S. Highway 19 North in Clearwater, Red Rooster Antiques. We're open 6 days a week, 5 to 10, Saturdays till 6, and we're closed Tuesdays. We're right next to Dan's Fans, and we're across the street from Home Depot, just before Curlow.
I live in East Lake area. So that's right. I'm sorry, are you north or south of Curlew?
We're south of Curlew. We're in Clearwater. If you cross over into Curlew, you're in Palm Harbor.
So you're south of Curlew?
I'll say like a New England, a Palm Harbor.
Yeah. On the west side or the east side of the road? I'm sorry.
I guess it would be the, would that be, well.
That'd be the east side.
East side, yeah, east side.
Because you know why? How you know that? West side would be toward water.
If you hit Arby's, you've gone past it. Let's put it that
way. Right, it's on the same size as Arby's.
Yeah, we're right next to Dan's Fans, and it's me, myself, CJ, and we have Austin there, and he's 21 years old, and he repairs jukeboxes, radios, clocks. He does everything.
Really? I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he's amazing. Yep.
Wow, see that?
Brian?
Yes.
Brian, as you know, I've lived here all my life, and I always just remember the beach is west, Tampa's east, being Greek, Tarpon Springs is north from where I am, and then we got St. Petersburg. So yep. I know exactly where your place is. I'm going to come by and take a look at some of those nice things that you're describing.
Please come back.
No, say I'm going to switch it, Bill. I'm going to buy something.
I'll buy something.
No, you come by, and if you want to buy something, that's great. We
come by.
We swear we won't twist your arm.
I will come by and I'll buy it something, but I'll charge it to Brian's account. I have an account with
that's it.
He's not going to have to twist your arm.
We have thimbles. We have thimbles for sale.
Yes.
We have gumballs, yeah.
Yes. Anyhow, Bill, tell us about Chatterbox.
Well, you know, it's funny, Brian. Well, you know, our family, well, we've been at the Chatterbox Family Restaurant since 1974. But our family's been serving this area since 1946. We had a restaurant in downtown Clearwater from 46 to 68, and it was a very popular place called the Bay Drive-In, and it was known for all the fish you can eat for a dollar.
No, 99 cents, actually.
No. I think you and I have had this discussion before. It's a dollar, not 99 cents.
I think I'll bet you then. You want to bet?
Okay. I have the old.
I saw the ad. It's 99 cents.
You're correct. But do you realize, though, Brian, after since 19...
I'm correct. Wait. Let's not go through that quick. Say I was correct slower.
that I was or that you were?
I am.
Brian, you sound like my wife. My wife always tells me she's never wrong.
That's it. 99 cents. As a matter of fact, I think it was all you can eat.
Man, you agree with her.
It was. But you know what, Brian?
What?
I'm not having any. After, since 1946, you know, my last name's Drulius. I'm pretty sure it's not that anybody really cares. I mean, I guess I do have a lot of good regulars. But it's coming to an end shortly. I don't think we're probably time to move on after so many years. I don't know if I told you that. But I'm 58 years old. I feel like a football player that's played for 20 years. I've got arthritis in my hips, some bone spurs. I've got bulging discs. So anyways, I think it's after 37 years, averaging about 60 hours a week, I think it's coming to an end. And you've always been one of my favorite customers through the years, Brian, just so you know that.
Hey, this is Brandon here. I'm just a guest here on the show myself today. Did you catch what we were talking about earlier about, you know, reaping what you sow and things like that?
Yeah. No, I missed. I caught the first 10 minutes, and then I was gone for half an hour, and as I was coming to my car, I called you guys up to call. Okay. And what were you guys saying about reaping what you sow?
Well, we were just talking about networking and different types of things, and we were just saying, you know, if you help others do what they're doing, then it seems like then God will line it up and people will help us do what we're trying to do.
Yep, and I think Brian has helped a lot of people through the years also. And so I think he's going to benefit from that. And I know he's a good guy of a good heart.
Amen.
Even though he gets on my nerves sometimes, right, Brian? I'm just kidding.
That's
Brian.
It. Hey, you. Yeah. I can't help it if you don't know how to use an email.
You said that to my 12-year-old kid. Remember?
That's it.
He looked at me. He called me Baba in Greek. He goes, Baba, did he say you don't know how to use an email? I go, yes, that's Brian, but I think he was joking, though.
I was, actually.
And now that same kid just graduated from University of Florida and a bachelor's degree, and he's going to stay around for another year and get his master's degree. So my wife and I are very proud of him.
Listen to this, Billy. Okay. Actually, that's why I say I have so much respect for you, not just who you are as a businessman, a family man, your wife, who you are, just so many reasons I can go to different sections of who you are and all the different things of what you have accomplished as a man. And it's just so many. And I will say this, I respect you the most out of anybody I've ever done business with.
Well, Brian, thank you very much. And it's been a pleasure doing business.
Ready?
And I'll continue to do business as long as we're still...
I'm sorry, there's a price increase with that said.
That's okay.
Here, listen to this, Billy. Listen, you ready?
And it comes loose for McDonough. Ryan McDonough across. Here comes the chance of first goal. It is the rookie, Ross Colton.
That was the score.
That was awesome. I know your expertise. You're an expert in a lot of things, Brian, but not necessarily in sports. I think I want to bring up something that you said at the beginning of your show today. You said we should go for the trifecta, and you're so right because the Lightning won, the Bucks won, but then you went to Orlando or Miami. We're not Orlando, Miami. We're Tampa Bay, and don't forget about the Tampa Bay Rays. They came close to winning the World Series.
That's right.
Oh, I got you on that. We got that covered.
Did you straighten him out?
Well, I don't know if I straightened him out, but I just corrected him on that one.
All right.
You did. That's right. And then you said the Rowdies, too.
I know you talked about the Rowdies. You know, the Rowdies were here at in 1976.
Wow.
When the USFL, I forgot what it was called, Tampa Bay Rowdies, yes. They were around for about 4 or 5 years.
Who was that guy? Pele was the great guy, right? Pele played for the Rowdies.
No, he never played for the Rowdies. You can Google it, but he played for the New York Cosmos.
Okay, that's what it is, Cosmos. Because I'm from New York, and I knew he played for my team.
You're being from New York, you should know all this.
Right. Well, I know a lot of things being in New York. I know people in Florida are slow. I do know that.
Not the drivers.
I got to slow my talk down so you guys can understand. Yeah. You know what I mean? I'm going to have a cup of coffees pretty soon here. I got to just keep awake.
Where are you from? You're from Long Island, Brian?
Yes.
What part of New York?
Levittown.
Levittown, beautiful place, I heard.
Yeah. I'm from upstate, actually.
Yeah, I was born in Ithaca, New York.
I'm from near Utica.
Ready? Anyhow, Bill, in closing, we have a guy in here also who is an inventor who invented a machine that kills coronavirus. And he's going to be on next week. He's going to start the show. So that's the little tip. You want to say anything?
Well, good luck. I hope has it got an FDA approval?
No.
It doesn't need it.
Well, but I'd like to show it to you. We're looking for investors.
Well, maybe I'll tune in to next week and listen to the show. Same time next week, bro?
Same time. He's a scientist.
Very nice.
And also a war veteran.
Okay, I'll make sure I'll tune in to next week at 3 o'clock.
That's it, buddy. Chatterbox.
Taking care of business. Taking care of business. Taking care of business.
WTAN, Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF, Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR, Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.